Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's anyone, anytime, anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Hello, everyone. This is Samira Luna, and my computer just started playing sound, and I don't know which tab it's on, so I'm going to apologize for that and mute it real quick, if my computer will actually work with me or not. Sorry about that. this is Samira Luna, and this is the Tree of Life Hour here on the Pagans Tonight Radio Network. The Tree of Life Hour is brought to you by the Tree of Life Community Center, a nonprofit group of people in the Louisville, Kentucky area that's trying to create space for people of earth-based religions and philosophies. And our show is all about the pagan community. Tonight's show, Ravenfire is not able to join us. She had to work. Poor thing. And but I do have two great people that have been on our show multiple times on with me tonight. I have Byron Ballard.
Hey, everybody.
And I have Tish Owen.
Good evening.
And tonight we are going to be discussing the solar eclipse that's coming up on the 21st and what it means to magic and astrology. Now, Tish, you have been posting little safety tips. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your safety tips you've been posting?
Well, I just find it, I found that it was, not interesting, really kind of stupid that a lot of people were saying, so this solar eclipse thing, so do I need to wear, like, special glasses? Why do I need to wear, like, special glasses? And I was kind of dumbfounded that anybody didn't know that you should wear special glasses. When we were a kid, there was a partial. When I was a kid, I don't know, I was about 9. And there was a partial eclipse. And they scared us so badly about looking at the sun that we were all petrified. So I don't understand why we don't have that same level of you know, this is a, to quote Johnny Weissmuller, it is not good for man to look straight at sun. And so I don't understand what the hell the problem is. So I've been saying
it's
yes,
Darwinian.
Do what you, yeah, well. And so I don't know. So I've just been posting every couple of days to say, get glasses. You can. There's a lot of free places to get them. The health department, the libraries have them. There's a place in Bartlett, Tennessee, which is between Nashville and Memphis, and it's American Paper Optics. And they make them, and they will send them to you. They're $1.25, and they say American Eclipse 2017, so they're kind of keepsake. And I ordered them on, like, a Thursday and got them on a Monday.
Cool.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
I know here locally a lot of places are selling out here locally, and, of course, the news media is all posting warnings now. A lot of people are trying to cash in on the solar eclipse glasses, and they either A, raise the prices, or B, they have fake ones. And they're like, be really careful. If you get a pair and you put them on, you should not be able to see through them. In fact, you won't be able to see anything except maybe the sun.
Yeah, and that's exactly – that was the first thing I did when I got them is I pulled one off and looked through it and went, wow. You can't see anything. And they say they're certified, the ones they were advertised or they were on the, maybe not advertised is the right word, but on the news maybe, and they were talking about it because it's a Tennessee company, and so, you know, it's kind of a big deal. So I thought, well, a Tennessee company, we know they're certified. Let's send for some. So we're going to sit out on the deck of a local Mexican restaurant El Mariachis and put on our glasses and drink margaritas, which I think is the most perfect day ever.
Woohoo! And it'll feel like midnight margaritas because it'll get dark.
I know.
I am all about this. This is a plan.
We call it that. It's midnight margaritas.
I guess that means I got to pick up. I guess that means I got to pick up some margarita mix because me and my husband are actually going a little bit south of us to my friend Eli's family has property, and I'm going to go with, and we're going to meet her down there. We're going to go on a day trip and go down there in southern Kentucky where it's in the path of the full eclipse. I mean, we're still going to partial here.
Yeah.
So why not drive a couple hours?
Yeah. So that, but see, isn't that going to be fun?
Yeah.
That's going
to
be fun for you to do, a nice outing and stuff. I don't know. I'm like a kid. I'm excited. Christ's sake, please. Like when I was nine and or eight or nine or however old I was, and we had a partial. They didn't have glasses. They made us make the little box with a little hole so you could see.
Pinhole camera box.
Remember doing that? Remember doing that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They did that when I was a kid too. We had a partial when I was a kid, and I remember us having the box too. And my husband and me were just talking about that. He's a little bit older than me, so he remembers making the box though too.
Well, we were really kind of lucky and or smart and or devious, but my Uncle Tom, my cousin Steve's daddy, had a industrial scale business, and he had welding glasses in his, or a welding visor in his truck, and we stole them. So.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. Hey, we put them back. Nobody ever knew.
Until today.
Until
right now.
But that's okay, because most of those people are dead, so they won't. It's all right.
You didn't steal them. You borrowed them.
We borrowed them.
Without permission.
Absolutely without permission. And sat out in the front yard and traded them back and forth and watched the partial eclipse. It was very cool. So, I'm excited.
Do you have any plans, Byron?
Byron, are you in the path? Are you going to see
we
it?
We are in the path of totality. We are right now. It's like 99.7, something like that. And if we go about 45 minutes west of here, we're in the path of totality. So I haven't decided what I'm going to do because I don't know. It's cool and all, and I'm planning to lay down some herbs and some oils and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, how? I don't know. Here's the thing that keeps coming back to me. Did you all see that movie Independence Day?
Yes.
And
yes.
Everybody at the beginning, our alien overlords are here. Let's party with them. It's going to be super.
Yeah.
And that's just how it's feeling to me at this point. It's like, oh, boy, it's the eclipse party. Oh, my God, this is going to be fabulous. And somebody was talking to me today about, oh, it's going to open up all of our heart chakras. And we are going to have such golden light pour in. And I'm just like, it is an eclipse, people, an eclipse.
It's
science.
I bet you sounded just like that. Like that, you did a great Valley Girl. And said, no, like it's going to, it's awesome.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
Because,
I mean, it's an eclipse. And this is like a really amazing thing that happens. I don't know how it happens. I don't understand planetary movement or alignment with our solar system. But somebody told me, I read a meme, I saw a meme, and it was fine. Anyway. So I'm just not sure what to do. And then I did this, a woman has been trying to interview me for a project she's doing on Appalachian folk magic. And we finally found a date that would work. And of course it's the day of the eclipse. So she was like, okay, so I can meet you for lunch then. And then I became that same person. I was like, oh, I could totally do that, but I'm going to need to be gone by about 1:45 because you know, that's the eclipse. And I thought, you are such a hypocrite. So,
I'm just going to drink.
Baby girl, it is what it is. You know, not to the point of blackout, which actually would be symbolically interesting. But
it would
maybe just a nice dark red wine. It might be good.
But yeah, but symbolically interesting, but possibly dangerous. So no, but you know, you get all the because you're laying out herbs and oils. I'm laying out candles. So.
Yeah, that too. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm getting all my magics ready.
Get all your magics ready, and we get all the good juice from, like, almost like it's like a month of the moon. It's like the whole month of the calendar, where it all goes light and all goes dark. And so I'm making calendars. I'm making candles specifically for releasing what is bad, bringing in what's good. I'm going to set them out in the yard, and I'm going to charge them up, and all my neighbors will wonder what the hell's wrong with me.
No, they won't. They know what's wrong with you.
They probably do.
Your neighbors know what's going on with
you,
sister.
Tish, you're famous and on TV, so they already know you.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, it's her. She's just doing weird shit.
Yeah.
So that's my plan, and then I'm going to go and sit on the deck. Because we get it earlier. I'll have to look. I looked at it before in Nashville, which we get totality like 2.5 minutes. And it is, but it's noonish here, so I'm going to have to check exactly the right time. I looked at it, and then I've forgotten since, because I've slept since then. So.
Sleeping. I love that.
Yeah, I like that.
Aren't
that
you like in Canada right now?
Yes, I'm in Canada right now. No, actually, I was in
what
Canada
are you doing
earlier.
In Canada?
I was doing a radio show.
Fun.
I know, it was fun. And he said, and we're in Canada. And I'm thinking, I don't think this is Canada. Although, I'll be agreeable and go, okay, that works for me. So, you know, the miracle of technology. I actually I was in Canada, 3 weeks ago? What day is this? A month ago. That I went up to Lilydale and then we went over to Niagara Falls, and when you get on the boat and you ride the Maiden of the Mist, you cross the international line, and I was actually in Canada on the boat. I was very excited.
Were you at all tempted
really
to leap off the boat? And
I wanted to ask for sanctuary, but they wouldn't let it.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Please, God, let me stay here. Please don't make me go back.
I'm begging you. You don't understand what will happen to me if I go back there.
Exactly. I mean, sanctuary. So, yeah, I think they're ready for that. They're like, oh, man, all these Americans, damn. So I can say I was actually in Canada for, like, whatever, 15 minutes or whatever that boat ride took. And so I did radio, and it was fun, and people called in, and we did it Facebook Live as well, so which is
nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Isn't that fun? I like it.
I just think we all need to be having more fun is how I feel about all of it.
Well, I think you're right. I agree. We need to make that be our new way of
mantra.
Life and this and when the eclipse happens and our heart chakras are open.
Totally open.
totally open.
Totally open.
It could be our
fun will pour in.
Oh, God. Somebody at Mystic South conference a couple of weeks ago, somebody said the funniest thing that I want a T-shirt of. You know how people say things and you go, oh, my God, a T-shirt, please, I'm begging you. It was. Some people need to get their head chakra, their crown chakras, out of their root chakras. And I laughed nonstop.
So go ahead, steal the idea.
Yeah, we definitely need that as some kind of T-shirt, bumper sticker.
I like it for a bumper sticker. I'm for that. I've never thought of that, but that's so incredibly true. And and people that understood it would not be offended. They would laugh as well.
They would, and they all would be merry and bright. And our heart chakras would open right up.
Exactly.
We'll have to get Amy from Viking Vinyl on that.
Oh, yeah definitely.
Yes, make us this.
Amy, are you listening? Amy, are you out there?
if you're out there listening,
Susan
write that
down.
Susan
a couple weeks ago.
We have a new idea. So
I
don't know.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about something that's not just us freeform crazy?
Yeah. I mean, did you have like a serious thing you
wanted
to talk about?
Yes. Samara, was there something we're supposed to be talking about? Or?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tish, you and I together are probably a bad grouping for any
I think that we
event.
Probably should not be allowed to play together.
Probably not. Probably not.
So we, you know, I mean, we can totally take over the radio show and talk about whatever we want to. And so I want to talk about all the towns, is it in Oregon, where they're going to have, you know, totality, and people are driving there, and they're little bitty towns, and the little towns are going, oh, my God, you know, it's just Andy of Mayberry, and we don't even have a police department, and what are we going to do with all these thousands of people that are coming to see the eclipse? That should be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be big fun for those tiny little towns. And all
yes.
the people that have diners are like, oh, boy, all these people are going to eat in our diners. The little town here where totality will happen is called Silva. And I understand that at about 1:30 in the afternoon, they're going to close all the roads into town. So
ooh.
If you're coming into town to watch this, you're going to walk your ass in.
Oh, my.
Yep. And I don't know if that's true. If there's anyone listening from Silva, please Facebook me and let me know if this is the truth.
Because inquiring
minds
want
to know. Well, if you think about it, you don't want people driving during the eclipse because they're going to be distracted.
And you know some
right,
dumb
like,
experts are going to do it.
And not like people are ever driving distracted when it's not an eclipse.
Right. True. They'll be taking pictures
been,
and Facebook living it. It'll be great.
Exactly. They'll be live blogging it. Or it'll be a Twitter feed thing. Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be. But, I mean, how many times have you been behind somebody who's, like, driving erratically and slow, fast, and you think, this person is high. I'm getting around them because they're going to wreck their car. And you look over and they're, like, texting. And they're driving with their knee. Oh,
right,
okay.
Or something. Yeah.
Yes,
or something.
Well said.
Yeah. And this will be even
like
more fun. Voice to text?
I said I use voice to text. Yeah. Like,
mine doesn't understand
like
me.
To let someone know something.
My voice to text goes, what did you say?
I know. Yeah, mine too. And then I read what it was and it's like, oh, God, what was that supposed to mean?
Then I read it and I just start laughing, so it's not, that doesn't work so very good for me. So.
My typing also sucks. So, you know, either way.
I know. I sent a text to my son the other day.
From the lady that's written multiple books.
But texting is a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. Like in the 70s, when I had the option of being like a business person and learning to type, I was like, I am not going to be anybody's secretary. I'm not going to learn to type. Yeah, and here I am 40 years later. Man, do I wish I knew how to type. But I didn't want to, and now I just hunt and peck with the best of them.
Just not doing it. You can't make me do it. Well, they made us take typing.
They made you? Oh,
we
that's
had a
terrible.
Choice. No, it wasn't
we
even
had a
elective.
Choice.
It was, no, there
I
was
took shop.
Choices.
I took
it
shop
was none.
Instead.
We had none.
There were cute
there
boys
no
in
choices.
Shop.
Yeah, well,
no joys. There was no joys.
There was no joy. It was all nuns and no boys. There was no joy.
Oh, nuns. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, there you go.
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
So I do know how to type, so that's probably
brilliant.
Good. Texting thing, no, not so much. But I don't know. We could talk about books. Byron's got a new book out. I've got a new book coming out. What else is going on?
We should probably touch on the subject the show's about just a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can totally do this.
We can totally do that.
Totally, we can totally do this.
If
what show is this again?
What?
Is this like that New Age show that's about, never mind, I'm not going there at all.
What are we supposed to be talking about? We can make it up.
We're talking about the eclipse and the effects of it and how wonderful that is, or possibly desperately dangerous. I found myself today saying to some sweet young thing who was, oh, it's all about heart chakra and coming into alignment and balancing the energies, blah, blah, blah. And I just pointed my finger into their chest and said, it is a time to get on your knees and pray to every dark goddess you can think of. That's what time it is. And he was like, oh, well, what happens then? Maybe your soul survives. That's what happens then.
Poor baby. He's going to need therapy.
Yeah, probably. It's okay. He's probably 30. He already needs therapy.
Oh, well, yeah. He's,
I was
happy
he was talking like that. He probably already
He's a grown-up. Right. Well, anybody that's having lunch with me, they pretty much know that's where I'm going to be coming from.
But you both were talking about laying out herbs and laying out candles. Now, what kind of energy or what kind of effects will the eclipse have on the items you're laying out?
Okay, thank you. Go, Byron.
Well, okay, well, let me talk first about this. Go. I made years ago a dark moon, dark sun vervain oil. And it was a partial eclipse. It wasn't a total solar eclipse, but it was a total, but we were standing at dark moon at a solar partial eclipse. And I put down this vervain oil and I think you both remember the vervain story from Pagan Unity Fest a few years ago. Have you forgiven me for that one yet?
No, not really.
It was an incredible, it's a powerful herb anyway, vervain. And as you well know, I use it for weather work and some other kinds of energy work. And so I know that combining forces that way really impacts the efficacy of those kind of oils. So I want to make sure since we are at this moment, we're standing between the lunar eclipse last week and the solar eclipse. It's this amazingly liminal time. And so I'm going to put down my usual oils that I love to do at special times. I'll do a rue oil. I'll do vervain. I'll do mugwort. I'm going to do belladonna and a couple other things that I always do. And I'm just being aware that like anybody formulating a new thing, I'm going to need to try that out in about a moon cycle and see what's really happening with it. So there's an experimental quality to it with those herbs, but also the kind of excitement of being in such a juicy liminal place. So that's me. What you doing?
Okay, so well, I'm doing candles for much the same reason, and the candles that I am creating, I'm kind of creating along the lines of law of attraction. To bring what you need, but you got to get rid of the, you know, whatever, and bring in the whatever. And so I feel like the moon is perfect. I mean, this phenomenon is perfect for that. You get 28 days all in 1 hour. I mean, what else could you possibly want? And so, but also people have been asking, what about our tools? Lay your tools out. Put your wands out. Lay them all out. Put everything out there that you want to have blessed by this incredible phenomenon. And, you know, and then if you want to hearken back to, you know, the days of yore when our ancestors were walking around, this was a, not just was it phenomenal, it was scary as hell. And if you had shamans and whatnot, they would, that could predict these things, they were pretty powerful. We're going to steal the sun or we're going to steal the moon. So there's a book called How the Shaman Stole the Moon. I cannot remember the author. It's an excellent read, though, about how powerful these times were to be able to kind of keep people in line and make everybody do what you wanted them to. So,
yeah, exactly. And something I was talking to someone about a few weeks ago, I guess, is if you think about the sun. In much of Western culture, the sun is masculine, not in all of it, of course, and the moon is feminine. So if we, you know, I'm a founder and elder priestess at a goddess temple. So when you think about what that means, that the earth will be darkened by the power of the divine feminine blotting out the divine masculine.
Ooh.
That's powerful too.
Yes. Oh, I do like that.
And putting that into, and occluding that, putting that into a place where, because, and you both know, I've preached this sermon a million times about where we are right now with Tower Time, I believe, is that it's the time now for women, like you fabulous women, who have been working on empowerment for, God, decades. It's time for us not only to step into our power, but to wield our power, and it's the time for the men that we love to be able to step back and do the work we've been doing for 6,000 years. So
right.
We really can equalize some of this energy.
Oh, you're so right. I completely agree with that. It is time for all that. So, you know, this, even though we are evolved or educated or whatever, Homo sapien, it still is so... This eclipse speaks to our primitive self.
Mm-hmm.
And so to...
and our elemental self.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so to step into that moment of power that this is helping to create for us, I think it's huge, and I think it's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I for one, am jumping in with both feet, so...
Some of the stuff that I read online mentioned that it's a great time to do transformation and rebirth magic. Do you agree with that?
Right. Yes, absolutely. And letting go of the old and bringing in the new.
And it's also a time where if you are still holding on to that grudge or that lingering grief from seventh grade or from whatever, it is a time that you can finally bury it and hide it in the shadow of all this. It's a wonderful time to do shadow work.
Yes, it is. So, yes, for that letting go of, and you're right, it's the old stuff. It's not that you're mad at the girl at work because she pissed you off and whatever last week. This is seventh grade stuff. This is, you know, all of that crap that you're carrying around. This is a great time to let go of it.
Yeah. Because so many of us, and I say us, are walking around like Jacob Marley in Christmas Carol, rattling all this crap we've been carrying around for decades. And it's heavy. It's hard to do. It's hard to do the quality and quantity of work that is being asked of us when you have to spend so much time dragging around all that stuff.
How can you get anything else done?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a really long answer to a really short question. So, yeah. time to
but
let
it was
go.
It was a good answer.
It's the perfect time to let go of all the crap. So, let's do it. So, yeah, do your magic. I've got an altar that I'm building, like, on a daily basis for what I want to accomplish under this eclipse. And I just keep adding stuff to my altar every
mm-hmm.
day.
And a vision board is really good for that, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. It's the perfect
thing.
To
create and I like to do vision boards with those circular pieces. You can get them at, like, Michael's, that you put
mm-hmm.
cakes on when you bake a fancy cake. And
that way
it's a circular piece for this circular time.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, that's
those are
a great
idea.
Yeah, because this is kind
of
like
a Michael's close by, but you... I was going to say, if you don't have a Michael's close by, but you have a grocery store, a lot of times the bakery and grocery stores will sell you some of their stuff, like the cake board.
Yeah, or you can just
get
a piece of white poster board and cut a circle out of it. I just like that circular format to work with.
And it's starting.
Yeah. Right. But it is. It's that circular formula. And all the things that you want to create. And a vision board is the perfect, you know, to me, that's the perfect spell to lay it all out. Cut stuff out of magazines and newspapers. What do you want? You can bring in anything you want. What do you want to bring? And open up your brain and think about it. Open up your heart chakra.
Exactly. Wait. Wait, okay, I'm doing it now.
Oh, I felt it.
Oh,
now, Tish, I actually have a question for you, because you kept saying that it's like the cycle, like the 28-day cycle of the moon.
Right.
And I kept coming across articles, though, that kept saying it was like a micro year.
I saw some of that.
Like it's all the seasons at once. And can you explain why it wouldn't be?
I can't explain.
I kind of understand because.
I can't explain why it wouldn't be. I kind of looked at it from the lunar, what we get when we start and we go our 28 days. And I kind of was looking at it from that. But I guess because if you look at it from a solar year, I said, I don't know. I'm not going to say no.
It could be both.
It could be both. Why not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Bring it in.
I was just curious.
Well, I'm not going to say it's wrong. I think that because, yeah, if you look at the solar, if the sun, if we go around the sun, it takes a year to do, and this is a whole, yeah, so why not? So, yeah, throw all your stuff at it. Throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. Now, you know, we do go, unlike some people, we really do know that we do go around the sun. I love this.
I know. Even though we keep insisting on saying the sun rises and the sun sets, we actually know it doesn't.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what I wonder. When they see this, when those people see this on the 21st, what are they going to think?
They're not going to think. They haven't thought in years.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
It's like the flat earth people.
I love them,
yeah.
Too. Aren't they fun? They're so much fun. So, yes, because, you know, and I love my favorite meme is, if the earth were flat, cats would have knocked everything off of it by now.
And see, that is exactly right.
You know,
it's cats.
True. You know it's true.
It is true.
So, I don't know. I just wonder what they're thinking. Well, you're right. They didn't think. But wonder what their reaction will be. How's that? What will their reaction be? And do they believe that it's really an eclipse, or is it just another trick like guys on the moon?
Right. That somehow it's just, yeah. And that was unfair to say they don't think, because I'm sure they do think, but their thinking processes may be a little different than my thinking
than
processes.
Most other humans, yes, probably so.
Possibly, yeah.
But you have to wonder, and here's my question to all of that. Like we didn't really go to the moon. What do you give a shit if we really went to the moon or not? I mean, what's your damage? What do you care?
Right.
Why is it so important that we didn't go? Why is it so important that the earth is flat? Why is it so important? What is wrong with you? Get a job that, I don't know, challenges you in some way.
Didn't one of the astronauts like punch someone in the face that told him that it was all, that
yeah,
he didn't go?
It was Neil Armstrong. I think it was Neil Armstrong. Which is like, you know, he really was made of the right stuff. Okay, so there's an article, I'm going to post it. And it is the best Waffle Houses to watch the solar eclipse from.
I saw that. That is a great article.
How awesome is that? And Waffle House is saying, well, thank you so much. So, yeah, and if you're really, you know, if you're really excited and there's a Waffle House on this list, you should go there. And, you know, good food made fast by people who are, for people who are too drunk to appreciate it is their motto.
And made by people who work hard and whose feet hurt.
Yes. And so always tip your wait staff, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah,
so,
what a funny idea.
Question.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Another question I had was that I see a lot of other articles that are talking about the solstice magic, saying that it's advanced magic. Do you think do you think it's advanced, or do you think anyone is kind of doing it?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus on a cracker. Do you know, for the vast majority of people, we know any kind of magic is advanced magic, because it is the most frustrating thing about our community is that people talk about being witches, but they don't actually practice magic.
And they don't do anything. They don't. Yeah. So we're witches, but you know, but when the eclipse happens and our chakras, oh, anyway.
But I mean, isn't that true? Because I mean, I have people all the time, and I will show them the simplest magical technique, and they go, "Oh my God, I never thought to do it that way." Well, they probably have had little or no training. They've read some books that didn't tell them really how to do it, but told them if
they
could do it, it would be great. Or they read part of a book, and so. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about any kind of liminal time like this, is that the simplest magic is good, the intermediate magic is good, and if you ratchet up some big old giant advanced magic, that also is good. So to whom the talent and experience has fallen, they can do it according to their own ability. How's that? That's a nicer way to put it than, why won't people practice magic? All right.
That is nicer.
Jess, did you have something to add to that?
It's not as, your way is not as funny. I like it better. I don't know that it's, you know, it's not like it's high magic and it's going to take one of those, you know, 21 days to do a hermetic ritual or whatever. Jiminy Christmas, just do something.
Yeah. Even if it's just saying into the universe, I wish myself and all the people I know good health.
There you go.
It's simple. Just do something.
Light a freaking candle.
Yes.
And put your intention out there. That's all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to disagree that it's whatever higher magic or whatever. Yeah, whatever. It's just, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
It's just
quick,
magic.
Get on your ceremonial robes. Yeah, whatever.
So your little plain
wizard hat. I thought it was kind of odd they were calling it that, too. I was like, why does it have to be advanced?
Makes them sound important.
There you go.
One of the articles elaborated because you had to have a sense of time and seasons and all this stuff. And I'm like, why? Why can't you just feel the energy and do what comes natural?
I'm actually rubbing my forehead at this point. It's like,
rubbing my temple.
Because
it makes you sound important. And you wrote your blog to impress
exactly.
People. Oh, there you go.
There's a. I'm gonna riff on that for a second. And
cool.
Kish, I know you've seen these, and Samara, I know you've seen them too. The whole, it's generally younger, generally men, saying, "Oh, you witches, you need to rewild yourselves. You've gotten too domesticated." And I just think, do you know any witches? Do you know any real witches? Because we are so far from being domesticated. We are already wild. You want us wilder than we are now? Because the first thing we'll do is hex your ass in the next Tuesday.
Bless your heart.
you girls, you just need to, you know, get with the program. And it's like, don't even go there with me, buddy. What are you, 32 years old and you read a couple of books? Okay, fine. Hand me the cast iron wand.
Let me show you something. Let me show you my cauldrons up close and personal.
Yes. Midnight margaritas once again.
That's right. You so will not like it, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
all right. Well,
okay.
We need to take a quick break. So,
okay.
Oh, come on.
Don't make us.
Gotta play a song. So,
what song are you going to play? What are you going to play?
I'm going to play one I haven't heard, actually. This is by someone called Kiva, or Kiva.
Oh, yeah.
K-I-V-A.
Kiva.
So I was saying it right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lost the song, but it was called Pie in the Sky.
You know, we can sing.
Yeah, you and I have been known to sing.
Yes, we have. I think there was alcohol involved.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. Oh, here it is. I found it. That just thought
all
it would
right.
be interesting.
We won't sing then.
I just thought it would be interesting to hear a song called Pie in the Sky when we're talking about the eclipse.
Aww.
So, all right. So, I'm going to play this now. It's Kiva and Pie in the Sky, and we will be right back.
A one, two. A one, two, three, four.
Doll of the Tree of Life Hour. I know a lot of you out there listen to our show in the archives, and have you ever thought when you were listening in the archives, man, I wish I was able to call in and talk to them while they had a guest on or they were talking about something, well, now here's your chance. This is especially for you, our archive listeners. If you want to ever add to our conversation, please feel free to dial us on our listener voicemail line. That number is area code 502-276-5665. Tell us your name. Tell us where you're from. Leave your message in your lovely, lovely voice, and we will be more than happy to play it on an upcoming episode of the Tree of Life Hour. We love our listeners, and we thank y'all very much for listening to us.
All right, and this is Samara Luna, and this is the Tree of Life Hour, and we are discussing the eclipse and things that it might affect. Now, Byron Ballard and Tish Owen are on with me, and I have a question for both of you. Do you all do anything with astrology, and if so, does the eclipse affect anything in any way?
I know enough about astrology to be dangerous, that's all.
Me too. I'm the person who, if you say your moon is in Scorpio, I assume you're good in bed. Beyond that, I really can't be very helpful.
Well, it's probably a good assumption, but yes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just didn't know if it was going to affect anything, like anybody, you know, how the horoscopes or, you know, the moon and whatever and stuff like that. I didn't know if it was going to affect any energy or emotions or anything like that.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Well, it's moving in, it's doing it in Leo, and Leo is all about roar and go and get what you want and do it now and be bold and be confident. So, So I think that might be kind of exciting and add a little bit of extra, you know, electricity to the situation.
Yeah.
That's my talk on astrology. I'm done.
Well, and Leo is also, in addition to being that kind of raw, big, bold, Leo is also remarkably sensitive and delicate. So that might be a little red flag for all of us to think that no matter how strong you are, this may have a profound effect on you, and to be ready for that.
I would agree with that. I absolutely would agree with that. Because if you think that what is happening in the heavens does not affect you here on this planet, talk to a nurse who works in the emergency room on full moons.
Right.
So I think that if you look at, actually, just, you know, there you go, Google it. Google the astrology of the solar eclipse 2017 and see what you get. Because, you know, because we are, like I said, it's Leo. And then I keep reading stuff about this is a six-month eclipse phase. And I don't know that I understand what that means. But I keep seeing that. And so, like this will, from the August 7th lunar eclipse, that we go all the way through this phase until we get to January. So, and I don't know if it's because there's more eclipses and I haven't read enough about it and I need to. But I thought that was kind of interesting. It's not just, you know, for an hour and 5 minutes on the 21st. It's actually more than that. And like, you know, Byron said a while ago, we just had a lunar eclipse. And we always are affected with lunar eclipses and this big solar eclipse. So, yeah, there's just a lot of juice going on.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of solar flares lately. There's a lot of tectonic plate activity. So there's a whole lot of moving and shaking and a whole lot of energy to be used. Two astrologers that I would recommend if people are looking for an astrologer, and it's two people that I trust completely. One of them is Ivo Dominguez, who is he's in Delaware. And the other one, and I don't know what his website is, but with a name like Ivo Dominguez, you can Google him and find out. And the other one is Diatima Mantinea, and her site is Urania's Well. And she does a weekly newsletter that I'm sure has talked about this, and I've not had time yet to read it. So if you don't, like, Tish and I are not astrologers, but we know astrologers, and so we can get advice.
We don't kill people, right, but we know people who do.
Yeah. Now, I did come across an article on darkstarastrology.com, and here's what it says. It says that the eclipse, I guess, has to do with leaders and such, such as it says Winston Churchill, Margaret Thatcher, Eva Perón, and Gandhi are great examples of the moon in this, I think it's Decan, D-E-C-A-N, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this solar eclipse, August, will bring formidable commanders to the fore in times of war when life or death decisions need to be made quickly. The moon adds a nurturing touch to the Decan in general, but we still get tough love. That means any leaders will have to risk making short-term austerity measures or unpopular decisions for the sake of the long-term prosperity.
Yeah, like any leaders we know are capable of that.
Yeah.
I mean, like on a national level. Certainly our community leaders, the pagan community, I think, and maybe I'm tooting our own horn here, Tish, but the pagan community has some good, strong leaders. And I think they're looking at where the community is now and trying to get us positioned for the changes that are inevitable.
I would agree with that. I think you're right. I think that we have seen a rise of real leadership in the last 10 years. Yeah?
Yep, me too. And not just show leadership.
Right. Not just, I want you to come to be in my coven, so you have to come to my house and clean my windows for me, coven. Leadership. I've seen that.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, but people who really do care, and if anybody says that's not true, I'm going to challenge them on that because I think you're exactly right.
Well, I think we hear that a lot in social media, that our leaders are inept and corrupt and whatever, but I think there are people out there, both the groups, the so-called elders, who've been doing it for 30, 40 years. And then these rising stars that are they're assuming strong leadership, and all the people in between who maybe they were in a coven for 10 years and then they wanted to stretch out and do a larger community and a more inclusive community. So I think our leadership is doing okay.
I'm going to absolutely agree with that. I think that's more true than it's ever been. I'm kind of excited about where we're going from here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think a lot more people are stepping up and taking roles that they may not actually want, but they see are being needed. And I think that's part of it is a role that someone may not actually want, that they see a need for it, and they, you know, take it on their shoulders to do it.
It's like they say about the president of the United States. Anybody who really wants that job probably isn't qualified to do it. And I think that's true sometimes. Yeah, I think it's true sometimes in any kind of religious community that the people who get called into it, they/we are reluctant because we know how hard the work is, and we know what sacrifices have to be made to do what has to be done. And you kind of do it kicking and screaming,
right,
and drinking. Kicking
a
and
lot.
Screaming and drinking.
Drinking, yes. Drinking,
a lot.
Drinking,
yes. I think meat and wine is popular from the pagan community.
That's why. We need it. We need it to get through the day.
All right, so we are at the end of the show. So I'm going to tell everyone. Yeah, it's been a great time, though. I've not laughed so hard in a while. I'm going to let you all tell everyone.
Thank you. We're
going to
take this show on the road. It'll be great.
So how they can find you in any events or anything that you got coming up. So, Byron, why don't you start? Tell us where people can find you and any events or anything you got coming up, including the book that has been out recently.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. So I'll do that first. The book is called Embracing Willendorf, A Witch's Way of Loving Your Body to Health and Fitness. And that is available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Check your local bookseller first, because I really would like you to support indies that way. I'm getting some good reviews back on it. It's a little bit of a memoir and a little bit of a magic book. So Yeah, so there's that. People can find me on Facebook as Byron Ballard or as Village Witch A Wandering, which is my professional page. My website is myvillagewitch.com, and my blog is there. I blog for Witches and Pagans, and I'm a regular columnist at Witches and Pagans magazine. What I've got coming up, this is the 1 month this year I'm not traveling, so I'm doing things like cleaning my house and, you know, getting my teeth fixed and things like that. But next month, I teach at the Organic Growers School on Appalachian folkways. And then I go up to do the Delmarva Pagan Pride up in Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. And then after that, I do a Pagan Pride downstate here. And then October becomes October. You know, I'm at the Florida Pagan Gathering. I'm at Caldera Fest and other places. So that's me. How about you, Tish? What are you doing?
Let's see. I am doing rewrites per my editor on the newest book, which is a murder mystery, and it will be called A Death in the Family. I'm going to be in Chattanooga at Wickfest. I'm doing Nashville Pagan Pride. We are launching a magazine, so that is
cool.
In the works. Yeah, that's in the works, and it's going to be called Goddess and the Moon, the Metaphysical Journal. And I'm going to be on television tonight, 10 o'clock my time, which is central, on the I Love Kelly Pickler show on CMT. Cross your fingers, they don't make me look too stupid, so that's where we are.
Reality TV, man. To record it.
Reality TV is scary. You never know what they're going to do with you.
No, and they try to make you look stupid sometimes.
Well, they were really nice, and she was delightful, and the bird likes her husband, so, you know, that's high praise.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So and that, under those circumstances, you got to go, yeah, they're good people, because the bird was like, hello, big boy. I mean, she climbed out of the cage and climbed up on him, for real. And I'm like, that's interesting. So, yeah. He's like, oh, she doesn't do this for everybody? No, she doesn't do this for everybody. So.
No.
So that's
wow.
The fun that we are, and yay!
Yeah, busy, all the busy witches.
All
so thanks for
witches.
Having us on. This has been fun. Been fun to do it together. It's been like a comedy night.
Yes, I had a great time.
Tip your weight,
so, thank you all. Yes, and thank you all for coming on. And I'm going to put you all on mute now, so I'm going to go through all the current events coming up. And, again, thank you all so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Thanks
good
so
night.
Much.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Happy eclipse.
Oh, wait a minute.
Eclipse. What? What?
You
what?
Didn't tell anybody how they can find you.
Oh, hell. There's just so many ways. So probably the easiest way is goddessandthemoon.com. But I'm on Facebook, Goddess and the Moon, and, you know, plain old me, Tish, has a Facebook page. And so, yeah, guysandthemoon.com is the absolute easiest way to find me.
All right. Okay. I will talk to you all later. Thank you so much for coming on.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So now I am bringing on one of our local favorites and a frequent guest here on Pagans Tonight. I believe I have Lady Vanessa.
I hope so. How are you doing tonight?
Okay. I was like, I'm
great.
Not
show
my
was,
phone number.
Show was interesting. Very interesting.
I love
I enjoyed
Byron. They're so much fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So
we're
going to
talk about all of our...
some of the local events?
Sure. Here in Louisville, Kentucky, a few things coming our way as we approach the fall season. Locally, I know that COPS has restarted from their summer recess. So on the first and third Wednesdays of every month, they have classes that are free and open to the public. At PM, at First Unitarian Universalist Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And also, they will have their Maybon public circle on Sunday the 24th of September. And that will actually commence at 6 with doors opening at 5:30. Bring a dish. Enjoy chatting with like-minded area folks and come on out. Now, on a personal level, I'm going to be teaching at Silver Wolf Treasures and Gifts in Independence, Kentucky this Saturday and then next Saturday as well. You can find that online, but if you don't follow me or don't know, Silver Wolf Gifts is at 4205 Richardson Road, and that's in Independence, Kentucky, almost to Cincinnati. Go up 71 from Louisville. 41054 is the zip code. I'll have my Introduction to Practical Magic class on this Saturday at 1 p.m., and then my Introduction to Tarot class on the following Saturday, 1 p.m. on the 19th. So the two different classes I'll be holding up there. The Introduction to Practical Magic class is absolutely fabulous. It's nonstop playing with magic. I heard you all talk about people who claim to be witches but don't practice magic. and I heard that part of the discussion, and I was like, well, here's your chance to learn quite a few different techniques, as we will actually do them as part of the class. And that's a lot of fun. And that's coming up this Saturday. All the materials and supplies you need are included with class, and you get to take home lots of fun things. So it's a great class. And my Introduction to Tarot class is a classic, so that's the next week. Let's see, what else do we know? Locally, we have, of course, on the 9th of September, Pagan Pride Day here in Louisville, and that will commence at 11 a.m. with the opening circle ceremony, where there's quite a bit of protective magic we put out, so it's a great time, again, to come on out. And we'll have circles, workshops, entertainment, and of course vendors throughout the day. It's a very busy and fun day, and that's here in Louisville. So we look forward to seeing you. I am the ecumenical coordinator for Pagan Pride Louisville.
All right. So I'm going to go into some other events that I have on my Facebook, and if you would like us to say your event on the air, please send it to us at our Facebook page, facebook.com/treeoflife, L-O-U-K-Y, and we will announce it on the air for you so everyone knows about it. What I have on my radar coming up is tomorrow, August 11th, there's the Harvest Festival and Psychic Fair 2017 at Wolf Run Wildlife and Spiritual Sanctuary in Ramus, Michigan. It is, actually, it's all weekend, it looks like.
Wow.
So that is definitely something to check out. Probably be a lot of fun. Let's see, we also have, you already said your own class. almost said it again. Essential Oils Aromatherapy class with Greg White, and that is at Aroma Gregory Soap and Tea Company in Nashville, Tennessee. And they are selling tickets on Eventbrite. Price of class is $20, and you receive a copy of the book. And that is August 12th at 3 p.m. We also have the Feast of Hecate. It is Saturday at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. in Upper Village Hall in East Derry, New Hampshire.
Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, it's sponsored by the Temple of Witchcraft that Christopher Finzak is associated with. So it's $15 to $25 sliding scale donation is requested to the Temple of Witchcraft. Let's see, we also have, I'm going to try to at least get to the end of August. there's a lot of stuff going on. Wait a minute, that's not what I was talking about. There's a bunch of eclipse viewing parties all of a sudden on my radar, and I didn't even add them where I was invited. Women's Goddess Retreat at Midian 2017 is August 25th through the 27th.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that is in Springville, Indiana. Tickets are available at asteriabooks.com. And Asteria is A-S-T-E-R-I-A. August 26th is LPPD Get Connected at Valhalla Park in Holt, Michigan. It was created for Lansing Pagan Pride Day. The theme is Get Connected, so come join us for the family-friendly event and food, friends, music, shopping, classes, and rituals. Again, that is August 26th at 10, starts at 10 a.m. There is Ancient Egyptian Pantheon Meet and Greet with Charity Picklington. Sorry if I butchered your name. It's at Aroma Gregory Soap and Tea Company in Nashville, Tennessee. Tickets are available on Eventbrite, and the class fee is $20. There's only 10 seats available, so if there's still a seat available, you might want to get that quick. So, and a lot, I'm going to go ahead and mention the September 1st, because there's a lot of people, a lot of pagans are interested in this. World Fest here in Louisville, Kentucky is September 1st through the 4th. It's at the Belvedere here in Louisville, Kentucky. I can't remember, do you remember if it cost anything to get in?
The World Fest?
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. I believe World Fest is free to enter. Mm-hmm. It always was in the past.
I thought it was, but I wasn't positive. But there's always a lot of different cultures and stuff, and even a bunch of different religions set up booths, so it's always a really cool educational event. So that's actually something really cool going on that weekend. So actually, I might go ahead and end it there.
I'll actually be over in Jeffersonville working the Steamboat Nights Festival. But that's at night. You can go to World Fest all day.
So if anyone wants to find you, Lady Vanessa, did you already say how they could find you?
Yes. Magical Art by Lady Vanessa. I have a Facebook page. Lady Vanessa. I am not the Lady Vanessa that's the lovely German woman who's a dominatrix. That's not me. I'm out of Louisville, Kentucky, and very, very Wiccan. Then you can also find me on witchvox.com, Lady Vanessa in Kentucky. And that's really the easiest way to find me. And I always respond to my mail.
Okay. All right, thank you for coming on and helping me with upcoming events. I appreciate it.
Sure. You have a good evening.
All right. You too.
Bye. Sure.
All right, everyone. I just found out, sorry for the late announcement, but there is a episode of This Weird Road that is supposed to be played after us tonight. Sorry about that. I would have announced it earlier if I had known. So hopefully this is the right episode that got loaded. If not, you may be getting a preview of their Samhain episodes that they'll be doing. Well, it'll be before Samhain, of course. But you may be getting a small preview that I might have to turn off sooner than later. So but I'm going to go ahead and start playing this. So you might be getting a preview or you might be getting a whole episode. So if you hear it stop and me come on the air, that means you're just getting a preview. But here we go is an episode of This Weird Road coming on after a song. And I'm going to play some kind of song as soon as the board decides it wants to work with me. Let's see where it decides to stop now that it's moving. Let's see. We have, I feel like I'm playing roulette. And it's still moving. Okay, stop. Will yelling at computers work? Does anybody know? It just keeps going and going. I guess I pressed it too many times. I apologize. But I'm just going to go ahead and say everyone have a blessed evening. And make sure you have a safe solstice, please. Make sure to wear the glasses. If you don't have them, please don't stare at the sun because that might blind you. So I'm going to play a song by Incubus. That's where it stopped. I have a whole list of Incubus songs. So I'm going to play a song by Incubus called Aradia and be back for either a full episode or a preview of This Weird Road, depending which one's up.
Whosoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of this weird road. Welcome to This Weird Road. I'm Bully Thorne. This is my man, Ulf Hammerhart. How you doing, folks? We're back again, unfortunately for you, I'm sure. And we're front. All of us is here.
Cleveland.
And although sometimes it's just to be goofy, there's actually relevance to that particular lead-in for tonight's topic. Tonight, we're going to discuss, as it was suggested to us, the Marvel problem. You couldn't see my air quotes,
but they were there.
They were.
I look at it more as the Marvel issue because it's not necessarily a problem from some viewpoints. I can see both sides of this issue, so it'll be interesting.
It was also, well, yeah, I can too. It was also listed to us in a very Hammer film sort of sense, and it was listed as the Marvel problem or paganism in pop culture, kind of like the Fearless Vampire Killers,
or pardon me, your teeth are in my neck. And much thanks to Senior Wookie, who suggested that one to us at one of our pub moots.
Yes, which no one seems to be coming to. We never see any strangers there. Why not? Come on, guys.
Yeah, we want to see faces we don't know so that we can get...
Okay, sorry to interrupt everyone. That is not a teaser preview, and it's also not the current episode, so I'm going to apologize. It wasn't labeled where I remembered it was last This Weird Road. So it was playing This Weird Road from 2 weeks ago, so I apologize. And we are just going to end the show for now. So everyone have a blessed evening. We will talk to you next week, and we will have This Weird Road to play a new episode of. So I apologize for the interruption and being out of schedule. So we will talk to you all next week. Thanks for listening.